be a good witness when reporting poachers. We're bringing out the smartphones next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Help catch poachers to protect our wildlife resources. Mitchell Lane with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources make some recommendations.
Which brings me to what being a good witness is. We ask people to try and get as much information as they can without jeopardizing their safety in any way or creating any kind of a controversial or adversarial situation between them and a possible suspect. But it could be obviously what the violation or suspected violation is, what it is this person or people are doing, where they're at, numbers of people, descriptions of people, if there's a vehicle associated, you know, a vehicle description, and better yet, a license plate number, any kind of that information that they can safely collect and then get to us, and then get to us as soon as possible, then we can use that information and hopefully respond and maybe get there while these individuals are still on scene or still engaged in the activity. But if not, enough information that we can maybe follow up, track down, and investigate the incident. Yeah, I think we've all seen how photos and video have almost become part of everyday life. And yeah, it does present that as an option now for obtaining information on a particular incident or people.
May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.